When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder, trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle, and there he goes. Crowder, it's a foot race, and Crowder is in there. A 69-yard touchdown.
Takes a shot, hands Corey Davis wide open. Davis. Still going, and he's in for the touchdown.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know what?
The Q-inator.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time to recap day number 18 of New York Jets training camp, the final training camp practice. It's over, which means that the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com, and above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley, does not have to stand out in the blazing heat anymore, which he's had to do the last couple of days. I got to be honest with you, though, Chris. Camp wasn't as hot as it has been in previous years in terms of the number of days where it's been intolerable. But today seemed like an interesting day to finish things because this had to be one of the top three hottest days of the training camp season.
Yeah, you know, the first 2 weeks of camp was actually wonderful weather. I would have liked to turn down a little bit more, but I'm weird like that. I admit I'm on the weird end. I like it cooler. But the first 2 weeks were as good as you could ask for. And we didn't get a single day of rain. So can't really complain there. You would think that maybe I'd like the rain, but it gets even worse inside there, that building. It depends. I don't know what Salah would do, but they like to turn the AC off in there, and it just gets even worse and sticky in there. So I'm glad I didn't have to go in there. But these last few days of camp have been hot, and they came at the wrong time because we're all kind of done with camp. We all are done, just like everyone's done with preseason. No one's excited about, oh yay, preseason is back. You know, you trick yourself. Football's kind of back. And then it's like, all right, no, it's not. This isn't real. We want the real stuff. Everyone wants the real stuff. So to have these hottest days at the end, this really drove it home. Like, okay, let's get to playing some of these actual games now.
And when the Jets start playing in these actual games, they will have a brand new person as a senior offensive assistant. He's been hanging around a little bit, but it's official now. Matt Kavanaugh is back in the fold. He was the quarterback's coach when Mark Sanchez was here, and then he bounced around a little bit. He was in Chicago and then spent a great deal of time in Washington. He was out of football last year, and now in 2021, he returns to the Jets. An interesting choice. Not sure that it's one that I would have made. I don't particularly love his resume, and certainly the specter of Mark Sanchez's failure looms large, but he's somebody that the staff is comfortable with, so he comes in here to fill the void that was left by the unfortunate passing of Greg Knapp.
Yeah, you know, and obviously not going to be picking from a wide range of of possible potential, you know, hires there. So they went with Kavanaugh. I'm not going to be concerned about it, but I'm also not going to be, you know, particularly excited about it. You know, he does have a familiarity with this type of system before. So he can help in some ways, but I'm, he hasn't been on a lot of teams with a lot of success, but no one's sitting here saying that it's because of him that those problems came about. So I don't think this is anything really for fans to get worked up or excited about at all. We'll see what happens, how he ends up working with the players and communicating with the players. That'll be the biggest thing that he has to do.
The other news, Chris, involves Vinny Curry. We told you yesterday that he's going to miss the season, but we didn't know the extent of the problems. They found something else, a blood disorder. I am really hoping that Vinny Curry ends up being okay. I'm not sure if he's going to play football again. They're saying he's expected to make a full recovery, so maybe he comes back next year. But the important thing here is for him to get his health in order. And as I said, doctors seem to be positive right now, but still a scary situation with Vinny Curry.
Yeah, I mean, talk about removing of the spleen and stuff. I mean, that's scary. And then to think that he was going to, you know, the plan was to come back and try to play football 3 to 6 months after that. Obviously this is disappointing for him, disappointing for the Jets, but you know, go ahead and just get yourself physically healthy and right before anything else.
Elevate your summer with Osea's best-selling body care set. It's everything you need for radiant summer skin on the go. Featuring travel sizes of Osea's clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral skincare, like their best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil. Right now, you can get the bestseller's body care set, a $78 value, 33% off. And use code SUMMER to save an additional 10%. That's an additional 10% off at OCEAMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
As far as practice goes, Chris, we've talked a lot about how Zach Wilson's been a little up and down, but this is one of his best practices from a consistency standpoint. He looked really good against the Eagles today.
Yeah, he looked good. He's just slinging the ball around. He's looking more and more comfortable. He's obviously dealing with a lot with the pass rush still, but or just with the offensive line giving up pressure, who was definitely a better today, but still had their bad moments as well. But he just looks comfortable, and we'll talk more at the end about what he said. He just sounds comfortable. None of this seems too much for him. I don't envision him being overwhelmed by anything. This doesn't mean that he's going to have the talent to be a Hall of Famer or anything, but I just don't see him tripping up on some of the same problems that so many rookies before him have.
As far as his offensive weapons, we saw a nice day from Jamison Crowder. Also, a good one from Jeff Smith and Braxton Berrios. Yesterday, Vincent Smith had a really good practice. Today, it was Berrios. Those two guys appear to be fighting for the final wide receiver spot. So yesterday, Smith. Today, Berrios. Both of them intent on making it difficult on the coaching staff.
Yeah, Berrios hasn't really been practicing. And I watched him just catch a short pass and then just do a little quick start, stop, and then take off again. And I was just like, yeah, he shouldn't be that fast. Like he's way too pretty to be that fast. No one that pretty should be that fast, but I forgot how quick and explosive he is. And then the Smiths, Jeff Smith again today, I keep saying it. They just, I don't know what to do with them at this point. This does happen sometimes where at the end of camp, you're just like, man, you know, this player has played. They deserve a chance to play, to make the active roster. They deserve a spot. They've earned the spot. But sometimes the numbers just don't work out. And they're not all three, Vincent Smith, Jeff Smith, And Barry was like, can't see all three of them making it. So they got to hope that they can just, you know, whichever one probably won't make it, hope they can put up some tape out there on Friday night to get somebody else to come scoop them up. Yeah, and Crowder is just, you know, reliable as it gets, especially considering how small, how short he is. But in the slot, and he's just steady and reliable. He's always going to be where he needs to be, and he's just so quick and explosive too. But he's made made a couple of big plays at that were, you know, he got open for Zach at the right time, moved the chains. The combination to be able to pair him with Corey Davis and Elijah Moore and Keelan Cole, who also had a really nice day. He made one catch in one-on-ones where he, again, just beat Steven Nelson again. But he had a crazy double move on him and then had to go up and get it out, snatch it out the air. It was really impressive. So the receiving core, the talent on this receiving group is definitely by far the least of the Jets' worries this year.
One of the Jets' worries has been so far, though, the offensive line and pass protection. Today, they were better than they've been. They weren't great, but they were better.
There is, you know, certain plays where I was like, oh, all right, cool, a lot better. And then there would be like another, the next two plays would be, look bad again. And like, oh, okay, so it's not completely better. ABT was back again, but in limited reps. Also, there, it was just a whole bunch of moving parts around. Morgan Moses and George Fant were both just rotating left tackle and right tackle. They're getting both reps there. And they're moving guys in and out on the inside. Again, ABT's in limited reps, so they're getting guys on both sides of the line. Connor McGovern's the only one that when the first team that was like playing the same position every snap out there. So there was a lot going on there. And, you know, the Eagles do have a pretty impressive defensive front still. So it was good to see them be able to start moving, getting some guys out of the way. Of course, there was no Becton today. He is in the concussion protocol. But it was good to see a little bit of improvement from the group.
Defensively, some nice play from the interior defensive line from two guys who've been banged up a little bit during training camp. Quinnen Williams, who just came back a few days ago, and the returning Sheldon Rankins.
Quinnen Williams, guys, he's pretty good, huh? I wish somebody would have told me about that. yeah, you know, Quinnen came back, and again, he's on limited reps too. It was another day where you know, they have split fields there and they don't want us running behind them. And I was just focused on Zach Wilson. So I got to see it at the end, the team drills. I got to see him be disruptive. And, you know, I always talk about how it is difficult to see from the sidelines to see what's going on in the inside. But what you can tell and notice is just when you see the inside collapse like that, and it's collapsing. Maybe it's a coincidence, but it's whenever Quinnen Williams is lined up in there, I'm seeing it collapse on the inside like that. Just the offense completely collapse on itself like that. That tells me that Quinnen Williams is doing something. I couldn't see exactly what it was on every play, but he was causing a problem for that Eagles line. And Sheldon Rankins, again, he was looking good at the beginning of camp. It missed some time. He came back and he's gotten right back at it too. So, you know, there's obviously losing Carl Lawson's going to hurt a lot. There's the talk's going to be about Vinnie Curry, how much that's going to hurt. But there's still a lot of talent on this line.
In the secondary, two of the rookies that have had a lot of positive plays this training camp did well again today. Jamie and Sherwood, who it appears is going to start at one of the linebacker spots. And Brandon Echols, who is back, made a couple of nice plays.
Yeah, Echols shook off that that hip pointer injury that we thought that I was right in front of or right in the sidelines where he fell. He went up to try to swat a ball away and fell, you know, right on it. And it didn't look good the way he was reacting to it, but he, you know, it was just like, one of those stinger type injuries. He was able to shake it off and come back out and have a really good day. He has, you know, he's getting beat. It's cornerback again. Every time I talk about a cornerback, I have to point this out. Getting beat is part of the job. But he has had a really impressive camp. Between him and Isaiah Dunn and Pinnock, he had a really good camp. And Sherwood, he showed up a lot today. He was there was a screen pass Jalen Hurts was trying to get that he just completely he identified it immediately before, you know, the throw ball was even thrown, and he was right there to blow it up. He came in, filled the gaps on a couple of plays really nicely. He was moving around, and he's very comfortable in that defense right now, and, you know, just making plays and plugging holes for him.
Some injury news to talk about involving Mekhi Becton, LaMichael Perine, and Jimmy Murray.
Yeah, with Becton, he's in the concussion protocol. You know, we talked about that yesterday. He had that head injury, and now he's got to go through the concussion protocol. Salah didn't say anything more. You know, that's typically how concussion protocols do. There's no time frame on it. You go in it, and one day you're out. Jimmy Murray is out with an arm injury, and then Perine is dealing with the foot. Salah said there's no timeline on Perine's foot, though.
Speaking of feet, how about the foot of Matt Amendola? It's serving him well right now.
Yeah, he's looked to settle in now. It was a little difficult for me to see exactly on some of them, but for the most part, he definitely had a really good day. Everybody else seemed to think that they definitely went in. For some reason, they're not having refs sitting there calling the field goals good or not for us anymore this year. That's really frustrating because sometimes we don't have the best angle to sit there and see it, but he seemed to settle in. The knock on him is he's good from far, but he would miss on some of the shorter ones. So he got tested with that in the preseason game. He came through well. He seemed to do good since then in the limited practice reps. So we'll see what happens with this game on Friday night. If he goes, you know, even 3 for 4, something like that, then you're going to have him start the season as the Jets kicker.
After practice, we heard from head coach Robert Saleh and Zach Wilson, and I really liked one of the quotes that Wilson said involving interceptions and big plays. So you alluded to this before. What did Saleh and Wilson have to say?
Yeah, well, I'll start with Saleh. You know, he did the injury stuff. He talked about Vinnie Curry, and then he was asked, you know, with Carl Lawson, Vinnie Curry, do you have to go out and get somebody? And he gave the obvious answers. Like, yeah, it's easy to just say, hey, go get somebody, but it's not like you can't just go get anybody. The options aren't the same. You can't just get somebody like to replace Carl Lawson right now. And you might be able to find a player of Vinnie Curry's talent level caliber, but is he necessarily like an exact type of fit of what you want to do here? And then what is it going to cost you? So it's not just that easy to just go pick somebody up and just have them be, you know, as good as these guys. So that was an interesting thing there. He talked about the game Friday. They're still working on it, still talking about exactly what to do. But he's thinking he wants to get the starters in for a couple series to a half. No more than a half, but there's not going to be any he said that it's very doubtful that Elijah Vera Tucker or Elijah Moore will play. But he wants to get the starters in. He wants to get them comfortable for the most part. And like I said, play a couple series to a half. He was also talked about just like the benefit of the joint practices. And he saw it, probably the biggest benefit for them was for Zach Wilson getting to see a little bit of different, you know, defenses. Playing against the Giants, they run some stuff similar to like Belichick does. Playing against the Patriots, they do some stuff that like Fangio does. So these main type of defenses, it works on offense too. There's like really like four main offenses and four main defenses, and they just branched off from there. So he's been able to get a little bit from the bulk of them. And he thought that was a big help. And that Zach said the same thing when asked what the biggest benefit of it was. And he said, you know, more looks, new disguises, new players, new coaching techniques, and just adjusting to what's been going on. Just playing against the Jets, you know, just you're a teammate, you're doing the same stuff. You know the players so well by that point that you know what they're going to do by how they're lined up and all this stuff. It gets harder to try to, like, fool them. To be able to mix this up and then throw, four total practices to each with a separate teams is just good to, like, give them a little bit of a curveball, see how he reacts to that. And then what you mentioned, the quote of the day was – about, you know, being aggressive. His quote was that, like, you know, if you can't have explosive, if you're not throwing turn interceptions, you can't have explosive plays. And on a large enough sample size, he is correct. Game by game, you can get away with that, Zach. But what he's actually trying to say here, and he's right. You can't, if you're just going to be a check down king, you can avoid interceptions. You're going to be able to move the chains at times, but you're going to struggle to move the chains consistently, and you're going to struggle to put points on the board. You have to be willing to be aggressive, and you have to be willing to throw interceptions and to make mistakes to be able to pull off big plays and to be able to compete in the NFL in 2021. Pat Mahomes is a quarterback in this league. He's still out here slinging it around. This style is not going to slow down anytime soon. You have to be able to put points on the board. You can't just win being a check down king, and he knows it. So obviously you want to limit the turnovers, and he's talked about it before, like, you know, intelligent aggression. I forget exactly how he used it, but you got to be smart with your aggression and pick your moments and your spots, but you cannot be afraid to throw interceptions. You have to attack downfield and try to make plays.
Chris, I love that you use Patrick Mahomes as the example, because it reminds me of what the late Chris Wessling used to say about Alex Smith when he was the quarterback of the Chiefs and why they never really advanced. And he said it's because Alex Smith is a field goal quarterback in a touchdown league. And that's really what Zach Wilson was getting at there. He's saying, as you said, if you want to do checkdowns and play it safe, fine. You won't make mistakes. You won't turn it over. You won't hurt the team, but you're not going to help much either. And you're not going to be able to move the ball down the field. You're not going to be able to move the chains, and you're not going to be able to put enough points on the board to beat the good teams, which is what a guy like Mahomes does. Now, Mahomes doesn't make a ton of mistakes, but he makes his fair share like anybody does that slings the ball around. But you'd rather have that and have a guy who's confident enough in himself to go ahead and try to make those big plays than somebody who is an Alex Smith type, a check down Charlie, if you will. So I love that answer from Zach Wilson. And to me, it shows that he really understands what it's all about to be out there at the quarterback position. Chris Nimbley, the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal. Thank you so much for coming on and covering all these training camp practices with me. Really appreciate it. It's been a blast as it is every single season with training camp in the summertime. Although, as we said, I'm sure that there were some days like today where it was really, really hot and you were happy to get out of the sun. Check out everything that Chris is doing over at JetsInsider.com and follow him on Twitter at CNimbley and at JetsInsider. And check out everything we're doing over at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Luke Grant's got some great videos up right now. He's got clips from Zach Wilson's performance, dissecting the Green Bay Packers this past weekend, plus his five big takeaways from that game. Caleb Pace has a brand new video up, commentary called Pace's Playbook. So check those videos out and subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already. And go ahead and give us a five-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.